The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. ESPN Tri-Cities presents High School Volleyball, proudly made possible in part by ESPN Tri-Cities Sports Club and our other sponsors you'll hear during our broadcast. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrid Pregame Show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kearney High School for a Tri-Cities volleyball duel between the Bearcats and the Islanders of Grand Island. Doug Duda with you here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show as we get ready for this annual battle. Sometimes they've played each other. They would have met up in the Kearney invite. That didn't happen this year. And so this will be their first meeting and possibly their only meeting unless they cross over at the end of the year in the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament or find themselves in the postseason facing off with one another. There's a decent amount of high school volleyball, a lot of softball going on tonight. Then we get ready, of course, for Friday night football. This is the precursor to the Kearney High Bellevue West football game tomorrow night, which you'll be able to view on News Channel Nebraska Television at 7 o'clock. Kearney ranked as high as third, Bellevue West number 7 in the NCN rankings. Now here in this volleyball game, despite being 8-4, Grand Island is unrated. They are led by Tia Trout, who earlier committed to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The UNLV commit leads his Grand Island team in kills with 148 through their first 12 matches. But she's not all they have. You do get a great player in Hayden Hoos. In all, they've got four kids that are returning starters off last year. And I'm sure talking with Coach Marcus Erkey, they were hoping they'd be even better than 8-4. Their losses to Lincoln East, to Pius, to Columbus, and to Lincoln Southwest on Tuesday night. They did go to the Bellevue East tournament, though, last Friday and Saturday. Came away 5-1 in that tournament, taking out a lot of Metro teams. Their only loss actually was to Columbus, who they had beaten earlier this year. And then after today, they turn right around and go to the Lincoln Public Schools Invitational tomorrow and Saturday. So a very busy week for the Islanders. For Kearney High, they actually have the weekend off. It is homecoming here, and they're getting ready to enjoy that. And then they will go to Lincoln High on Tuesday and have the Hastings tournament a week from Saturday. So want to go into a little bit of a break here with momentum. We'll see if the Bearcats can do that. The Islanders, pretty good volleyball team, and they would be the favorite in tonight's match. But Kearney, Grand Island, you never know. Kearney's got the better of it the last couple of times. But can the Bearcats turn things around, playing a younger lineup and playing a lot of kids? We saw them earlier this year against Grand Island Northwest as they picked up the win in that contest. But they have dropped four of their last five. When they went to the Kearney invite, they picked up a victory here against North Platte, but that was it. Lost to Elkhorn North, Norfolk, and Scott's Bluff, and then a tough five-set loss Tuesday when they went to Columbus. They lost 15-9 in the fifth, and the two other sets that Columbus beat them were both 25-23. In fact, Kearney won the fourth set 25-13. They scored more points overall in the five sets than Columbus, but the two 25-23 victories in sets 1 and 3 were enough to carry the Discoverers to the win over Kearney High. And that's the second time that Columbus has beaten Kearney this year, because they also played in the Norfolk Invitational. We'll take a break here and be back with more on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show right after this on ESPN Tri-City.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, Excellence in Rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Well, as we said, homecoming, the Bearcat Band is here. The football team finished up practice. They're actually having their pre-game football meal here so that they can come in and be part of the Rowdies and cheer on the volleyball team tonight. So they're taking care of that down low in the lobby as well, as we are about 6 minutes away from first serve here between Grand Island and Kearney. Let's take a look at the rankings in Class A. This is according to the World Herald. Papillion-La Vista South, number one. They are ranked seventh in the nation. Lincoln Southwest has actually only played five matches, but they are number two. Then it's Millard West, Lincoln East, and Papillion-La Vista rounding out the top ten. Omaha Westside, Gretna, Pius, Bellevue West, and Millard North. Taking a look at what else is going on tonight when it comes to sporting events around the area, and we'll start here on the volleyball court. As far as the Tri-Cities go, it's an off night for Kearney Catholic. Kearney High is hosting Grand Island. Adams Central's at Donovan Trumbull, and Hastings is hosting Holdridge. Triangulars at Axtell with Loomis and Highline. Southern Valley and Arapahoe are at Bertrand. Nebraska Christian and Central Valley are up at Burwell. Deschler and Kennesaw playing a conference try at Franklin. And Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth at FKC Triangular at Overton. Among the tries that are going on tonight, a big one also with the TVC. Shelton is playing at Lawrence Nelson. Tonight, though, Kearney, Grand Island, and then when our match is done, we'll swing it over to Westwood One in our Thursday night football matchup as the Philadelphia Eagles host the Minnesota Vikings, and we'll join that after our volleyball tonight. Starting lineups coming up here on ESPN Tri-City.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
And let's start with the lineup for the Grand Island Islanders. Here is their service rotation this evening. Number four, 5'10" junior, is Jason Wentzloff. She'll be followed by number 8, 5'9" senior Hayden Hoos. Number 10, 5'10" junior is Maya Crispin. Then we go to number 3, 5'9" junior Addie Wayne. She'll be followed by Tia Trout, the 6-foot junior. She wears number 2. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 6, 6-foot senior Kiara Jones. The libero is 5'4" senior number 9, Jalen Hansen. The head coach is Marcus Erke, assisted by Braid Miller and Carol Week, Caitlin Orton, and Emily Armstrong, as Grand Island comes in with a record of 8-4 on the season. Trout, 148 kills. Hoos, 118. Then a drastic drop-off to Christmas and Jones. Christmas and Jones have 37 each, and Wayne with 23 kills for this Islander ball club. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Bearcats of Kearney High. They will start with number 28, senior middle, Addie Helbrick. She's followed by number 21, senior Katie Wheeler. After that, it's number 2, senior outside hitter Paige Milan. Number 22, junior middle Sophie Vanderbeek. Number 15, the senior setter Hallie Clark. And number 1, the junior outside hitter in Keely Crone. The libero is number 17, sophomore Sadie Luke. The head coach of the 3-9 Kearney Bearcats is Tyson Anderson, assisted by Julie Lewis, Emma Allen, Cecilia Beam, Addie Wood, and Jenny Brown. And when you take a look at the kills for Kearney High, Milan leads the way with 84, and then you got Helmbrecht with 66, Vanderbeek with 65, and Sophie Glant will rotate in, and she is sitting fourth on the team at 45 kills so far this year. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Tri-Cities, getting ready for our varsity matchup. The Bearcats wearing the very light blue, kind of the old powder blue of the either Royals or back in the day, the Chargers, San Diego, now in L.A. But they're wearing those powder blue uniforms with the black shorts and the white numerals. It is a little bit of a pink out night tonight, so some of the student body is wearing their pink cancer shirts this evening for Grand Island. It's the purple tops with the gold lettering and numerals and the dark pants as well. Grand Island will move from right to left, and it will be a left to right tonight as we view it across from the benches for Kearney High here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Also, Kearney High softball is in action tonight. They are on the road. Road games tonight for the Bearcats as they play at Columbus. Also, Hastings is taking on North Platte. Grand Island Senior High with the night off, but Northwest is playing at Cozad in a top 10 battle. And that is some of the action going on tonight. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this on ESPN.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles. Each one goes through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Looking for a different used vehicle option? No problem. We carry all makes and models and have financing options for qualified vehicles and buyers. Experience the difference and join our family at Hastings Ford. We are Nebraska.
Not all buyers and vehicles will qualify for financing. See you for details.
Doug Duda back with you here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Thanks for allowing us to be your home for high school sports, including Kearney Bearcats sports against Grand Island tonight in volleyball action. We were talking about some of the other activities that are going on around the area. Well, football. Northwest is in action tonight as they are playing in Elkhorn against Elkhorn North. Back to our football games tomorrow, as we already told you, Kearney High hosting Bellevue West at Foster Field. That game will be on News Channel Nebraska Television, pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. Here on ESPN in Kearney, you'll hear the Kearney Catholic at Milford game, ESPN in Hastings, Adams Central hosting Syracuse in a battle of 3-0s on KHAS. St. Cecilia will be taking on Bishop Newman. And on the Vibe, 98.9 FM tomorrow night, undefeated Ravenna will be taking on Pleasanton in the renewal of that rivalry, two schools just 15 miles apart. And that's what's going on for football tomorrow here on our network of radio and television stations. And then don't forget, coming up on Saturday, we've got all the football for you for the Huskers. They're on Fox Sports 1 television, 6 o'clock the kickoff, but our pregame begins at 2 in the afternoon on KHAS radio. While UNK football at home against Missouri Southern starts the day at noon, that game is also televised on News Channel Nebraska Television. And finally, Saturday here on ESPN Tri-Cities, it will be Hastings College football as they welcome in Jamestown of North Dakota. So the Huskers, the Lopers, the Broncos, we've got them all covered for you. Noon, 1 and 6, Saturday on NewsChannelNebraska.com. You can find out more information. Well, the video boards have given their introduction to the Kearney High Bearcats, and we are getting closer to getting our match underway here tonight. While we wait, let's take a look at what happened in cross country earlier today. The Harold Scott invite, they had kind of got on board with, hey, let's run them early because of the heat. There would have been no reason to do that today, but you can't predict that 2 weeks ago. And Kearney High did fairly well, especially on the girls' side. Grand Island did okay as well. On the boys' side, Pius was the winner. Lincoln East was the runner-up. Grand Island was fifth. Hastings was seventh. And the Kearney boys finished in 12th. Individually, it was the overall champion on the boys' side, Dalton Heller of Millard South, 15:48.6. Austin Carrera of Hastings was the runner-up in 16:11. For Grand Island, Caden Bolts led the way. He finished in seventh. Also, Ruben Caceres was 13th, leading the way for Kearney, Zach Petzet. He's been their number one. He finished in 18th overall. Lincoln East continues to dominate Class A girls cross country, and they did again today. But Kearney Lady Bearcats did finish in second. Papillion-La Vista South was third. Grand Island girls were eighth, and Hastings was 12th. Maya Murray of Lincoln East, 18:32, wins it by 6 seconds over Claire White of Omaha Westside. Abby Berger of Kearney finished in seventh place overall. And Augusta Gans of the Bearcats finished in 16th. Katie Johnson led the way for Grand Island. She was 19th. Sophia Reynolds, 23rd from Hastings. And that was from the Harold Scott Cross Country invite earlier today in Lincoln. We're about ready to go with volleyball. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. The Bearcats and the Islanders up next on ESPN Tri-City.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Call 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary, and all major insurances are accepted.
And we are ready to go. A big thank you to Athletic Director Ryan Hogue and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Kearney won the toss. They'll get to serve it away first. Addie Helbrick will stand back there and fire it away for the Bearcats, hoping they can get off to a good start here tonight against this powerful Grand Island Islander ball club. And Helbrick puts it in the air, sends it deep and out of bounds. That's not the start they were hoping for, although that's one of the last things that the coaches always tell you. Be aggressive. Got to serve them on a system, and sometimes that's what happens to you. So Grand Island gets the first point on a service error, and they're ready to fire it away here with Wentzloff. Kearney makes the play, set to the outside. Milo with the first swing. It's deep and out of bounds, and Grand Island has a quick 2-0 lead here and a couple of errors by the Bearcats. So Wentzloff stands back there looking to get the Islanders off to a great serving start. She'll fire it right down the middle. It's picked up there by the Cats. They go to the middle, and it's going to be blocked up front. Sophie Vanderbeek into the net, partially blocked in there by Chrisman. 3-0, Grand Island. Wentzloff, 14 ace serves, third most on the team this year. Takes it down the line to Milan. They go back set, right side, and another block up front. Kearney's trying to move it along, but Chrisman and Hoos team up on that one, and back-to-back blocks for Chrisman on the swing of Wheeler, and it's 4-0 Grand Island, and we have yet to even have a rally. Wentzloff serve, fires it back middle again. Here's a set outside, Milan up into the block, dug out by the libero, Luke, and there's going to be a joust at the net and a lift called on Kearney. Give the kill up front there. Wayne helping her teammates out. 5-0 Islanders. And Grand Island hasn't had to take a swing yet. The ball hasn't come back over. It's been blocked every time. How about an ace? And we may see Coach Anderson burn a timeout real quickly here. That team was absolutely flat-footed on that serve receive. And here is the timeout. So it is homecoming week. Sometimes the focus isn't there. I'll bet it's there in about 60 seconds. Grand Island has jumped out to a 6-0 lead. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
What's the Prairie Valley promise? Our promise to you is to help you see the season through. No matter what life throws at you, the Prairie Valley team is dedicated to helping you, and that's what makes us different. We could talk about our top-performing genetics, seed packages created and locally tested, the work for your operation, and our superior yield guarantee, but that's not what matters most. Helping you see the season through, from planting to harvest, and everything outside and in between, is what matters most. That's what makes the Prairie Valley Promise unique. Prairie Valley Seeds grow without limits.
Whether you're on the field or at the office, chiropractic care is important to your health. See Flo Rang Chiropractic and Wellness on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and find out how he can get you back in line with your body and health. Reese Flo Rang or Flo Rang Chiropractic and Wellness is a very proud supporter of our area athletes.
Grand Island 6, Kearney nothing here in the opening set, and it's still Wentzloff on the serve outside Milan into the block, and it's blocked out of bounds this time on the near pin, and Kearney is on the board. Side out of the timeout. Kearney subs, rotates, and coming in to serve it away will be Lena Arnold. Lena goes back to freshman to serve it away on the double switch. Krohn stays in the back row here. And Arnold pounds it down the middle at Trout. Flat pass up front. Good save that time by Wentzloff. They get the pass across here to the Bearcats. Set middle. Vanderbeek terminates. All right, there you go. Good pass. And Kearney's on the board with their second point and their first kill of the match. Also in, Cameron Walters. She was part of that double switch. Comes in at the middle. Up front there with Milan and Vanderbeek. Arnold to serve it away. Kearney'd like a good rally right back at him. Back middle to Trout. Bump set to the outside. Who's on the attack? It's good. First kill for Hayden. Side out GI. Who's now goes back to serve it away, and that means Trout moves into the front row here. Just underway on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Good serve by Hoos. Overpassed above the net. It hit the net. It almost fell on the Islanders' side. They dig it out. Trout gets a swing. The dig made by Sadie Luke. Bump set from way off the net. Milan takes it across. Picked up there by Hansen. Outside Trout dumps it down, and it missed the antenna. It's in. Thea with her first kill of the match. Grand Island 8, Kearney High 2. We're in the first set, best of 5. On ESPN Tri-Cities. Boy, there's going to be some good volleyball this weekend, too. Line drive shot besides the LPS tournament for Grand Island. Here's Vanderbeek off the quick. She'll drop it down and in, but they call Kearney in the net. Kearney is called in the net, and that's the third straight here for the Islanders. Again, off weekend for Kearney. Grand Island's going to Lincoln Public Schools. If you want to see great volleyball, Gothenburg and the Harvest Festival is set for tomorrow and Saturday. They get going at 1 tomorrow and then at 10:30 on Saturday. Of the 8 teams that are there, 4 are undefeated. Gothenburg, Minden, Kearney Catholic, and St. Paul. Ogallala has only one loss, and that was to Gothenburg. So then Aurora and York are over there as well as the line drive serve comes across. Set to the outside, Milan over the double block. Dig is made there by Hansen. Pass outside Trout, too tight to the net. She had to tip it over, and it works anyway. Rolls down the arm of the Bearcats. Good control there by Tia. Now it is 10-2 Islanders here in the first set. They were able to get the first point, then run 6 in a row. Bump set, here's Milan again from off the net. That time powers it through the net. It's going to be returned with a one-arm Chrisman, but it is just out of bounds. And a kill for Milan. Side out Kearney. They trail 10-3. And into the ball game is Sophie Plant. Fourth on the team in kills. Rotates into the front row. And it'll be Milan to serve it away. Slaps it from right to left. Picked up Hoos, set outside. Trout elevates. And a nice dig in the back row by Milan. Just stayed out of the rafters. Back row attack by Page. Is picked up there by Hansen. Back jack set right side. Here's the drive across by Wayne. And it's good. Off the back row. And to the stands it goes. Addie with her second kill. I've got the Islanders for 5 kills and 2 ace blocks. And it's 11-3. The libero, Hansen to serve it away for GI. Trout leads them in ace serves. Hansen only has 6 on the team. Middle of the tip by Vanderbeek in the middle of the net. Set outside. Trout again. Off hands. Good. Couldn't tool the block that time, and it sails out of bounds. Off hands. Tia 3 kills. Hasn't really taken a monster swing yet. Don't always have to do that. Kind of like your golf swing sometimes. Just got to keep it smooth. Maybe 3 quarters. 12-3. Serve goes back middle. Handled there by Bauer. Off the net again. Here's the swing by Glant. One arm up by Trout. Stays in the front row. Back to Tia. Left side. Drives it deep and out of bounds. First attack error for Grand Island. and a point for Kearney. Got some work to do as the libero, Sadie Luke, goes back to serve it away. Grand Island 12, Kearney 4 here in the opening set. And kind of moving a little farther left here. Luke serves right on the line, and it's off at Trout and out of bounds. There's an ace. Take that serve all night long if you are Kearney High. Sadie Luke painted the sideline across from the benches here. Serve, line, shot, taken by who's in the back middle. Got to run it down for the bump set. Trout still gets a good swing on it. It's in. Just caught the line in front of the Bearcat bench cross court. Kill number four for Tia. Side out here for Grand Island. 13-5. Back to serve it away, Addie Wayne. Already a couple of kills for her. And she'll pop that down the middle to Luke. Running it down. The freshman center goes outside. The attack just off the back line, but there is a tip. A tip is called. Sophie Glant will get the kill. So you got Arnold, the freshman, setting sophomore Sophie Glant. And you have to hope that's building for the future. I mean, you want to win now, but it's something that Tyson Anderson told us about at the beginning of the season. They're going to have to build a base here and get some of these younger kids in. And they've played a lot. And Clark returns to the lineup. She's back row to serve, right at Hoos. Set outside, Trout gets a good run at it and drives it through the double block. No answer right now for Tia Trout for the Bearcat defense. I joked with Coach Anderson before the match that old number two's pretty good. And he just shook his head, and they see something like this in Class A almost every night. Trout now to serve it away. Takes it right down the line. Pass a little off the mark and in the net on the follow-through for Kearney High was Addie Helmbrecht. The set was put there for a big swing, and she just didn't get to it in time, and in the net she goes. Kearney already had to use a timeout early. Trout again leads them in ace serves. Back middle to Bauer, set to the outside, Clamp. Good dig there by Hansen. Set to the outside for Hoos. She'll bring it off hands. One arm up that time by Clark and returned across the net by Glant. Here's the Islanders going to the middle. First touch by Kiara Jones. She'll tip it across. Right to the right side for Kearney. Taking it over is going to be Wheeler. Scramble here for the Islanders, and they'll roll shot it across with Wayne. Here's the set. Clark, middle. Tip across by Lambrick. Longest rally by far of this match. Middle attack put away by the Islanders. Just staying out of the net was Jones. She's the fourth Grand Island player to get a kill, and it's a 10-point lead now for GI. 16-6 here in the first. Trout pounds it deep at the last minute. They swing an arm at it, and it's an ace. I think Bauer was going to let it go. Then somebody yelled at her, and so she went ahead and stuck her arm out, and it went right off the rafters and straight down. So an ace serve there by Tia Trout, and we have got the second timeout here for Kearney. The opening set, it's all Grand Island right now. They lead the Bearcats by a score of 17-6. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40-plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Out of the timeout, Kearney's going to roll. Slide right side is going to be picked up. Outside attack going to be driven across by Hoos and off the back row and about 10 rows up into the stands. And Hayden Hoos will get her second kill. Tia Trout continues to serve well. Four in a row for her now. Not just a big hitter up front, but can get the job done, of course, at the service line. And Kearney's just way out of system here on serve receive. Has to be punched across by Glant. Middle attack going to be sent deep by the Islanders. Jones didn't get on top of that one. Out of bounds it goes. Well, there, as we said, there's always some Thursday night football across the state of Nebraska, Northwest playing, but it's also raining out kind of in the panhandle out around Creek Valley and Chapel, and they're in a weather delay out there. So there's some weather, but it's way out there in that Sydney-Chapel area. Serve across for Kearney High. Pass off the mark for the Islanders. Kiara Jones tips it across. Now here comes Milan. She's blocked. Got her own dig. Shoves it across. Wayne is there to make the play, and roll shot goes into the net for the Islanders. Again, that's a rare error by Grand Island. And a point on serve here for the Bearcats. Keely Crone will get to go again. 18-8. GI in the first. Kearney now just has to find a way to get something going so they're ready for the second set. Outside, who? She's blocked. Digs her own block. Set made by Wentzloff. And into the middle it goes. It's pushed across by Jones. Kearney bumps it very tight to the net. Milan had to tip it down, and it's out of bounds. She went up thinking she was going to get a swing at it. The ball just kept drifting over towards the Islanders' side, and she really had to poke at it. And when she did, it went out of bounds. So now Kiara Jones to serve for Grand Island. Comes all the way to the left side, cuts it from left to right. Kearney goes to Lambrecht. She's wide. Boy, zone one where she was aiming was wide open, but she missed it wide, and it is 20-8. Grand Island trying to win this without even finishing a rotation. This is the last server of the rotation. Rotation six here for number six, Kiara Jones. Pounds that serve into the corner. Nice pass by Crone. Set outside. Here comes Milan off fingers. It's good. That's one of the better pass set attacks that we've seen Kearney have so far tonight. That'll be the third kill for Paige out of the five that the team has. And back to serve it away will be Addie Helmbrecht, the senior middle. Short toss and fires it away. Cross corner, it goes to Hansen. Outside Hoos, she's up, ball's down, just that quick. Hayden Hoos with her third kill. Of course, she's second on the team behind Trout. Great 1-2 punch. And back to serve it away is Jason Wentzloff. She served five in a row to get this thing out to a 6-0 start. It's 21-9, and there's an ace. Drop down right in front of the back row, back middle. Crone had to lunge, couldn't keep it in play. First ace for Wentzloff. Second ace serve for the Islanders. Another great serve. That time Crone picks it up, but Kearney gets it to the right side, drives it across there with Wheeler. Here is Hoos, down and good. 23-9. Don't forget our high school volleyball brought to you by Currency makes financing quick, easy, and secure. For heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more, visit GoCurrency.com for details. Bearcats set. Here's Milan on the outside. Off fingers, good dig down low by the libero is Hansen. They'll go to Hoos on the left side again. Off hands, it's going to be picked up by Crone. Set out Milan. She's blocked up front, ace block. And it's Maya Chrisman again. Addie Wayne was there, but Chrisman with her third ace block of this first set. And it is set point here for Grand Island. Wentzloff looking for her ninth point of this set, 24-9. Pass stays in the back row, run down by Clark. Right side attack, nice dig by Trout. Bump set to Hoos, left side, through the double block, and there it is. Kearney is just not able to get much defense here on the Islanders. A very impressive first set showing here for Grand Island. Hoos with her fifth kill, and they ended on a 5-0 run. GI 25, Kearney 9. We'll be back and look at the numbers from the opening set right after this on ESPN Tri-Cities, KXPN Kearney. KICS.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
For healthier crops and stronger yields, count on Nutrien Ag Solutions. By partnering with the leader in plant nutrition, you'll have access to innovative products and unmatched service that deliver impact and efficiency to every acre. Healthier crops, happier growers. Lead the field this season and beyond. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Doug Duda back with you on ESPN Tri-Cities. A quick look at the first set stats. These are the unofficial ones that we keep. But for Kearney, Keely Crone, a service point. Paige Milan had three kills. Sadie Luke had an ace serve. Sophie Vanderbeek had a kill. Sophie Glant had a kill. And Lena Arnold had a service point. Five kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Kearney. For Grand Island, Tia Trout, four service points. One was an ace, five kills. Addie Wayne had two kills. Chasa Wentzloff, nine service points. One of those was an ace. Kiara Jones, a service point and a kill. Hayden Hoos had three service points, five kills. Jalen Hansen, a service point. And Maya Crispin had three ace blocks. 13 kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves. And Grand Island cruises in the first set over Kearney by a score of 25-9. You're listening to High School Volleyball on ESPN Tri-Cities. The second set is next.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The teams are back out on the court as we're being entertained by the Kearney High Pep Band. Getting ready for set number two and hoping that their Bearcats can get a little something going here. Unfortunately for them, Grand Island clicking on all cylinders in that opening set. Jumped out 6-0, 10-2, never looked back, 25-9, and Grand Island gets to serve it away to start our second set. And for the Islanders, it is Wentzloff who ended the first. Middle attack, blocked up front, ace block on the swing of Sophie Vanderbeek. It's Crispin with the ace block, and Grand Island with the 1-0 lead. And again, Kearney, not an overly tall team. Grand Island doesn't have a standout either. A couple of 6 foot and 5'10", but they are definitely dominating the net. Here's Milan around the block that time. Jones with a great dig. Hoos is able to tip it into the donut hole. Oh, what a great play by the libero, Jalen Hansen. And Hoos was the benefactor. And Grand Island up 2-0. And they need to get Wentzloff off that service line. She's been incredible. Serve to Milan. Vanderbeek in the middle of the single block. Not able to stop Vanderbeek that time. She'll get her second kill. And Kearney's on the board. A reminder that ESPN's Tri-Cities Athlete of the Month is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, your ag retailer of the future. Just log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner each month on ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions. As Arnold comes in to serve, it hits the top of the net and rejected right back at her. I mean, there's the way the football team's playing. Asher Salisbury breaking a record in tennis. Cross country, Abby Berger doing some great things. Just right here at Kearney, you got Tia Trout and these girls at Grand Island, their football team, cross country, golf. There's so many good things out there. So check them out. Ace serve for Grand Island. Hayden Hoos goes again. This time, Milan, pass middle. Vanderbeek tip, dug out by Hansen. Set middle, they try to go quick, and it's terminated by Crispin. That'll be her first kill of the match. 5-1 Islanders just rolling right now here in Kearney. When it comes to volleyball, Hastings College and UNK in action tomorrow. We'll talk about it after this point. They keep serving it at Milan. Now they set it back to Page on the left side, cuts it down and good. Number four for Page. 5-2 Grand Island. They won the first 25-9. Page will serve it away. UNK begins conference play tomorrow at their nemesis, 15th-ranked Washburn. The Lopers ranked 7th, and then they go to Emporia State, who's off to a good start Saturday. Hastings College is down in Ottawa, Kansas. They'll play Bellevue University of Nebraska and Oklahoma Wesleyan tomorrow and come right back. Serve across, back set right side. Wayne will put it down for Grand Island. And then, of course, the Huskers are back in action Sunday when they host number 21, Kentucky. Huskers coming off the win against Stanford. Kentucky lost to Louisville in three fairly tight sets. In fact, it looked like they'd win the third, and a good run at the end gave Louisville the sweep. Louisville, Danny Busboom, Kelly, the number two team in the country. Trout outside, goes pinned for the first time. And on the left side, she'll get her sixth kill, first of this set. And Coach Anderson to the bench. And check it into the ball game here. She can pick up a varsity number for you in just a second as the serve comes across from Jalen Hansen. Back set to the right side. Roll shot into the net that time by the Islanders. Up there trying to get the block was Glant and Vanderbeek. I think they're going to say that Glant did get a little fingertip on it, so good enough to get the point to her. And Sadie Luke will go back and serve it away. Waiting for the subs to switch out and ready to serve it away. Luke again cuts it from left to right. Had an ace last time. Overpassed right above the net, but the joust is won one-on-one by Grand Island. Wetzloff goes up and tips it down for her first kill. So even on a very good, strong serve, that should have put Kearney in business. It didn't work out, and now Kearney sending their captain Helmbrecht, and Trout now comes over for Grand Island on an explanation. Are we going to get a replay here at this point? Looks like Luke's going to come up now. And let's see what our official is telling us. Looks like Grand Island's going to be fine with it. Luke goes over to talk to Tyson Anderson. And again, one of the weird things here, you got to send your captain over, a high school kid, to talk to the official who tells the high school kid who runs back over to tell the coach. It's just one of those things in volleyball. And so getting some extra steps in here is the libero, Sadie Luke. And as usual, coach not exactly sure, but when we're done here, Kearney High, we'll serve it away. We're replaying the point. So that's what we thought was going to happen. They serve it at Trout. Stays in the back row. And a back row attack pushed over by the Islanders. Here's on the outside, Glant. She'll take the swing. And it's deep and out of bounds. So after all of that, it still ends up being a point for Grand Island. The only thing it did was it took away a tip try up there by Wentzloff. So she won't get credit for that kill. And back to serve it away is Addie Wayne. Addie fires it cross corner, picked up there by Luke. Running it down, though, is Arnold. Outside attack taken across by Glant. Tight to the net. Islanders have to go offhand. Tip try there by Jones. Dug by Kearney and passed over out of system. Again, tight to the net. Good job by Wetzloff to stay out of there. Got it to Trout, and Trout drops it down. Boy, back-to-back passes had Jason Wetzloff as close to that net as possible, and she contorted her body to stay out of there. Seventh kill for Trout. 9-3 Grand Island. They won the first set 25-9. Waned on the serve. Again, just not getting many swings because the passing is way off. Wentzloff again tight to the net. They got to pass her a little bit better. Trout tipped it across. Going to be taken back here by the Bearcats. Bump set to the outside. Big swing. Trout termination. Number 8. And we will get a timeout. Grand Island 10. Kearney 3. Islanders won the first set 25-9. It's the best of 5. You are listening to high school volleyball on ESPN Tri-Cities. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
All right, Stella Harbles has checked in for Kearney, just getting her varsity jersey. And we come back to action out of the Kearney timeout, telling you about Harbles, and Grand Island serves it out of bounds, deep. And so side out here for the Bearcats. And back to serve it away will be Hallie Clark. It's 10-4 Grand Island. As we play in the second set, the Islanders won the opener 25-9. Great serve, lunging at it, overpass right back to the outside. Glant, she'll drop it into the corner, mishandled the back row, off of Hughes, run down by the libero. Hanson, a rare free ball here for Kearney. They set middle, Helmbrick throws it across it out of bounds. We saw this, we see it everywhere from time to time, but we were talking about it when we did the Hastings try with Minden and Northwest on Tuesday. When that free ball comes over, tip is the last thing you want to do. That's when you get that opportunity. And here the serve by Trout is overpassed, and there's what you do. The free ball, Hoos goes up, one swing down, and another kill for Hoos, her seventh. Another point on serve for Trout, her fifth. And it's now 12-4 Grand Island here in set number two. Again, Kearney will be back in action on Tuesday. They make the trip to Lincoln High. Six more games this weekend for Grand Island as they head to the LPS tournament. And an ace serve for Tia Trout as it's passed back into the net. Well, on one hand, Grand Island not making any mistakes, but you feel bad for Kearney. They just absolutely nothing going right. If this was practice, Coach Anderson would have blown the whistle a long time ago. But now we get the kill from Sophie Glant. So Glant gets her second kill and a little something positive for Kearney High. And back in will be Keely Crone. And Mylan will get into the front row. Crone will serve it away. But Kearney has to be able to handle serves better than they have been. They just haven't had much of an opportunity. Great serve that time by Crone. Barely dig up. It's going to come over as a free ball again. They'll go middle. Helmbrecht shoves it into the block that time of Kiara Jones, and Kearney can't dig it up. 14-5. Islanders. And Jones will go back to serve it away. And one thing about this Islander defense, they are really moving well along the net. They see where Kearney's going. The block is almost always there as the serve floats across into the corner, picked up by Crone, set right side, punched across that time by Wheeler. Grand Island goes quick. Hoos on the outside, angle attack, short side, got it inside the 10-foot line, and still gets her eighth kill of the match. We are here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at Kearney High, bringing you this Tri-City Volleyball matchup. While Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Mylan passes it over to Wheeler. Middle, Helmbrecht into the net. 16-5, Grand Island, another timeout here for Kearney High and Tyson Anderson as they try to figure out a lineup or a way to get some momentum going on their side. It's the Islanders 16, Kearney 5. We are in the second set. First set dominated as well by Grand Island, 25-9. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we come back to action. Kearney trying to get something going here. It's all Islanders. Serves across, Mylan in the middle, drives it through the double block and will get her fifth kill. 16-6 Grand Island. Man, that was a good one. Kearney just needs more of it. And Helmbrecht now back to serve it away. Grand Island has been playing well, forcing Kearney into numerous errors. Helmbrecht, good serve. Back corner picked up there by Hanson to the outside. Hughes goes with a tip try, and it slides off the block. And good. 9 kills for Hoos, 8 for Trout. She just happens to have been in the front row for a couple of long runs here. And a side out. We'll go back to the top of the order. Wentzloff, who already has a dozen points. Here's Vanderbeek, little soft roll in the middle. Picked up Hansen, back set right side. Driving it over is going to be Wayne. She's blocked up there by Milan, but returned, and Hoos then hits it out of bounds. Point Kearney. Well, maybe that'll start something for Kearney High, because they have not been able to block many swings of Grand Island and turn them into points. But they did there, and now Arnold back to serve it away. And that'll bring Bauer back into the front row. But down 17-7 here in the second. Grand Island cruised in the first. Serve to Trout. Outside again. Hoos got a lot of top spin on that one. Good dig by Luke. They're able to pass it back across. Free ball here right on the out-of-bounds line. Go middle. The attack this time is Chrisman, down and good. Her second kill. And back to serve it away will be Hoos, which brings Trout into the front row here for Grand Island. 18-7, Islanders with the lead. And Hayden pounds it down the middle. Picked up there by Crone from the 10-foot line. Nice swing by Milan. Hoos with the dig. There's the set by Wentzloff. Outside, Trout blocked, but out of bounds. Boy, that was one of the better blocks Kearney had thrown up through the double block right on the pin. They secured it so it wouldn't get by him, but there was nowhere to go if they didn't block it back towards the middle. And Trout will get her 9th kill. And Hoos continues to fire darts, but that one had a little too much air on it. Went right over the board and out of bounds. That'll be the second service error here of this set. Didn't have him for any in the first. And Milan now back to serve it away. Milan across to Trout. Good pass. Wentzloff in the middle. And a quick kill for Chrisman, her third. Right back over to the Islanders, 20-8. Grand Island set two. They won the opener, 25-9. And back to serve it away will be Jalen Hansen. Hansen comes over a little farther to the left side. Sends it straight across to Milan. Bump set went over the net into the antenna. So the pass off the mark. And a free point there for Grand Island. And Bauer's going to come back into the match here. Hansen to serve it away again. 4 points away from a quick 2-0 lead. And the knuckleball across to Bauer. Pass to Arnold on the right side. Milan gets it to Vanderbeek, and Vanderbeek will put it away. Third kill for Sophie. Kearney trying to get into double digits. Luke back to serve it away. Standard defense here for the Islanders. Three in the back, three in the front. Not shading or hiding anybody. And it doesn't matter, the serve's cut into the net. That will be the second service error of this set. And third in the match for Kearney. Addie Wayne now back to serve it away. Grand Island three away from a 2-0 lead here at Kearney. And the serve clipped the top of the net. Luke's able to handle it. Arnold sets outside. Here's Glenn on the angle attack, and she'll finish it. Good job there to handle that one. Sophie with her third kill. Side out Kearney High. But Kearney High has not scored on their serve in this set. 10 side outs. So Clark now back to serve it away. All the way far right side, normal serving area. Floats it down the middle to Hoos. Bump set, 10-foot line. Trout, big swing deep and out of bounds. So the serve got him to get a little bit out of system. They got a good swing, but from off the net. And that'll be the first point on serve of this set for Kearney High, and it belongs to Hallie Clark. Still down 22-11. See how close they can get here. Short serve this time. Picked up, though, in the middle, and they'll get it off the block. Ace block, Kearney. Helmbrick, one-on-one up there. Able to seize it up with Kiara Jones when it looked like they were going to go quick. Clark again, the senior setter. Another short one. Easily picked up. Set to the outside. Trout blocked! They roof Trout for the first time in a match. It'll be Katie Wheeler. She was up there with Helmbrecht, and Kearney, four in a row, their best run at any point so far tonight. Finally, something for the hometown team to cheer about here. Third ace block of this set, actually, for Kearney. They didn't have any in the first. And the serve. Moving it around, stepping up to take it is Hansen. Set to the middle. Tip it across that time with Jones. Scramble from Kearney. They won't be able to get it across as the pass went closer to the up official than anybody else. And a side out for Grand Island. Trout to serve. 23-13. Islanders ready to go up 2-0. Trout already with a couple of aces and 6 service points. Over to Bauer, tight to the net. They'll get it to Helmbrick. She'll throw it down. Looking for a lift. They didn't call it. So a nice one. Addie with her first kill of the match. And back to serve it away will be Crone. Milan back into the front row. So Kearney was down by 14. They have cut it to 9 at the moment. And the serve. Fairly short. Hughes has it. They'll set it back to Hayden in the middle, around the double block, single block, actually, a Helmbrecht, and she'll get it down and in. So she now has double-digit kills, and it is set point for Grand Island. Back to serve it away will be Kiara Jones. Set point Islanders coming in at 8-4. Bearcats 3-9. The serve. Powerful one into the corner, picked up by Crone, set quick in the middle, and Helmbrick drives it home. Good pass, easy set on the quick, and drive it home and good. Make it 24-15. Set point number 2 for Grand Island. Helmbrick will go back to serve it away, see if Kearney can get a little closer here. Back middle, Trout, good pass up front. Side to the right side, blocked but out of bounds. Islanders kill, Maya Crisman. And that'll be the end of set number 2. 25-15, a late run there by Kearney. Made it look a little more respectable. Grand Island won the opening set by a score of 25-9. We'll be back and take a look at some of the numbers as you're listening to high school volleyball on ESPN Tri-Cities and NewsChannelNebraska.com.
I like small towns. This is home to me. I can't imagine being anywhere else. There's a sense of camaraderie, helping whenever you can. We are more caring because of that, because, you know, we want to do the best for our neighbors and our friends.
When you hear that you have metastatic breast cancer, you get knocked down, and either you stay down or you pick yourself up and you keep going.
We are Nebraskans, and we are ultimately a family.
It goes from there. Carlene is one of those that says, just do it. And who will talk and who will joke with you and who will cry with you.
One of the things that I truly love about Mary Lanning is that we are an independent hospital. We don't have somebody out in California telling us how to run our hospital. At Mary Lanning, we can make things happen. I'm Carlene Springer, and I'm a Nebraskan at heart.
All right, the team's not taking very long here, so a quick rundown of the second set for Kearney. Paige Milan, 2 kills. Hallie Clark, 3 service points. Katie Wheeler, an ace block. Sophie Vanderbeek, 2 kills. Sophie Glenn, an ace block, 2 kills. Addie Helmbrecht, an ace block, 2 kills. 8 kills, 3 ace blocks, no ace serves. For Grand Island, Tia Trout, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 4 kills. Addie Wayne, a service point and a kill. Jason Wensloff, 3 service points. Kiara Jones, 3 service points and an ace block. Hayden Hoos, 2 service points. 1 of them was an ace, 5 kills. 2 service points for Jalen Hansen and Maya Crisman, an ace block and 4 kills. 14 kills, 2 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. The Islanders take game 2, 25-15. So Kearney will get to serve it away to start the third set, hoping that they can get the first point and grab their first lead here of the evening. Helmbrecht to serve it away. Grand Island goes Hoos on the outside. Didn't take long. She brings it on the pin, and it is good. So Kearney serves, and one swing by Hoos on the pin, and the Islanders get the first point again. Hoos with 11 kills, 9 for Trout, 4 for Crisman. For Kearney, 5 for Milan, Vanderbeek, and Glant each have 3. And Wentzloff, the leading server by far with 12, serves it across outside. Here comes Milan off hands. The dig is going to be made there by Hoos. Set it back to Hayden on the left side. Gets it over the double block, but Luke's there to make the dig. Milan back on the outside, goes near corner. Picked up that time by Wentzloff, so somebody else had to set it. And that'll be the libero in Hansen. Roll shot across. Carney struggles, has to pass it back over. Free ball here. Wentzloff with the set. Middle attack down and good by Crispin. Islanders 2-0. Again on the serve, Clark there at the very end of the second set got three in a row. That's the first time Kearney had got anything going. They scored four straight. They had never scored more than two all night. Here's Vanderbeek with a tip around the double block. The dig, though, is made by Hansen outside to Hoos. Battles it off hands. Bump set by Luke to the 10-foot line. Milan has to loft it in the back row. Trout makes the dig. Right side attack. Look at that one by Addie Wayne. Pass gave the setter trouble. The setter set it a little wide in front of the scorer's table, and Wayne still got a good swing on it. And it is 3-0. Trout, after that dig, looked down to see if it was going to be out or not. Always want to know if they made the right play or not. Serve over to Luke. Flat pass. A serve. That'll be the second ace for Wentzloff. Grand Island 4-0. They led 6-0 in the first. They jumped out 5-1 in the second, 4-1 here in the third. And if this keeps up, it won't be long to the postgame show, but whether we go 3, 4, or 5, it's the New West postgame show as the serve just off the back line and out of bounds. Inches from an ace, inches from an error, and not many errors tonight from the service line. As Lena Arnold, the freshman, will come back and serve it away here. Remember, when we are all done, we'll switch into Thursday night football. The Eagles taking on the Vikings, and the Eagles already scored 3-0, just 5 minutes gone in the ball game. Grand Island runs into each other. They do get the pass across. Kearney can get them out of system, and Milan will terminate. Page with her sixth kill. And the serve again for Arnold here for the Bearcats. Looks like everybody's okay after the collision front middle for Grand Island. Arnold into the net on the serve. So back over to GI. Kearney High's next home action will be on the 26th when state-rated Lincoln East comes in. And an ace serve as it's passed back into the net. Grand Island up 6-2 off the Hayden Hoos ace. She's got two. And we're going to get Merrick Bruce checking in defensively here. 6-2. And the serve comes at Bruce, stays in the back row. Pass to the front. Milan gets it across. Islanders go quick. Middle attack blocked up front on the swing that time from Crispin. And then above the net to put it down. Kearney in the net. Tipping it down was Vanderbeek. And again, Coach Anderson saying, didn't look like it. The down official saying her elbow hit it on the way down. And it's a frustrating night, and they've had a couple of those calls go against them as well, so it makes it even rougher when you thought you made a nice play. Who serves it at 7-2? Milan out of the back row, drives it over, dug into the net, and a redirect for the point by the Islanders. Wentzloff, the setter, will get her first kill of the match. So even when there's an errant pass, they're finding a way to get it done on the Islanders' side. Serve again. Middle. Vanderbeek will knock Jones and get it to Hansen. Knock her off her feet, excuse me. Not Jones, Hansen. And give the kill to Sophie. That'll be her fourth. Milan to serve it away. Grand Island won the first set, 25-9. The Islanders took the second set, 25-15. Grand Island is up 8-3. Here in the third. And the serve across here for the Bearcats. To the middle. Crispin missed the corner. It's out of bounds. 8-4. And Milan getting her first point on serve. Again, a reminder, tomorrow night, high school football, the Kearney High Bearcats hosting Bellevue West. One of the highly anticipated games. News Channel Nebraska Television with the 7 o'clock kickoff. Here on ESPN and Kearney, it's Kearney Catholic Milford Good serve, good pass. Get it up to Trout, and she'll terminate. 10th kill for Tia, 9-4. It was a tough serve to handle, and they still got a pass up to Trout to end it in a hurry. Hansen goes back to serve it away. Northwest tied 3-3 with Elkhorn North as they go to the end of the first quarter. Set outside. Here's Glant, angle attack from left to right. She'll drive it home. And her fourth kill. So as rough as it was at the start, the Bearcats are playing a little bit better, just not up to the level of Grand Island, at least not yet. But it's a lot to play if they can get some kind of a string going here. Luke will serve it across. Takes it at Hoos. Set to the middle. The attack goes off the hands, and it's going to fall on the Kearney side from Kiara Jones. So close, they decided not to go to Trout. And Jones will get her second kill. Wayne goes back to serve it away. Islanders up 10-5. Wayne right down the middle of Luke. Here's the set, Arnold. Outside, Glant overswung in the net. It goes. Attack error. Grand Island now leads it 11-5. Our next volleyball will be next Thursday, and there's some great ones out there. Gothenburg will play Minden. You got Overton and Amherst playing at the Highline try. Serve pass back into the net. That's an ace. And that's got a touch of the tip. There's going to be a ton of them next week, especially on Thursday. And we'll have an off night Tuesday. Ace serve here for Wayne, and that's going to force Kearney to use their first timeout of the third set, brought to you by ENT Physicians. The Islanders are up 2-0, and they lead it 12-5 here in the third on ESPN.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Back to action. It's passed back over by Kearney. Tia Trout on the outside will terminate. And the run continues here for Grand Island. 13-5 GI with Wayne at the service line. Grand Island up 2-0. And the serve, Wayne into the net. Trying to get even more aggressive, and you'll see that usually when you get a little run going, then you really see if you can fire one over. And it'll be Kearney volleyball, and back to serve it away will be Hallie Clark. She's the only Bearcat to have any kind of a service run, and that was late in game two. High school volleyball here on ESPN Tri-Cities, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Here's the middle attack. Thrown down by Kiara Jones. Side out Grand Island. Back to serve it away will be Trout, which will bring Hoos back into the front row. Trout, good line drive serve. Bauer picks it up. Pass back to the middle. Half swing by Glant. Takes it at Hoos. Hayden gets it. Set it back to Hayden on the pin. Cuts it off hands and good. Hayden Hoos, 12 kills, 2 in this set. And Grand Island looking for another sweep of Kearney High volleyball. Kearney had the better of them for a while, but now Grand Island has really been good the last few years, and this one's going to be wide and out of bounds on the serve of Trout. That'll be the third service error here of this third set. Grand Island 15, Kearney 7. And Crone back to serve it away for Kearney High. Crone serve, takes it at Trout. Good pass to Wetzloff. They'll go back set right side and cutting it into the net that time is Jones. Side out 15-8. Again, I don't have the official numbers. I'm not good enough to keep the makes and misses, but the hitting percentage has to be astronomically high for Grand Island tonight. This time it's an overpass redirected at the net by Wetzloff, and she'll get it down and good. Her second kill of the set. Side out Grand Island, and it'll be Jones to serve it away. 16-8. Grand Island looking for the sweep here at Kearney. Kearney won in our reserve match here before the varsity. Outside, there's Milan up. Ball down. Kill 7 for Paige. Side out, but again, just not finding any points on their serve. Trying to change it up here in rotation 1. Will be Addie Helmbrecht. Need to make a move now, because when Grand Island serves, they have a hard time getting Wentzloff off of the service line. And Hoos goes up again on a great set and pounds it straight down. Almost automatic the way that the Islanders are bringing it out tonight. Luke rotates back in as the Kearney libero. And here's Jasa Wetzloff already with 15 service points, 2 of them aces tonight. Takes it at Milan, set it back to Page. Left side, angle attack, down low. With the dig is Hansen. They'll get it out to Hoos. She's blocked. And the block at the net by Vanderbeek. Sophie will get her first ace block, the 4th of the night here for Kearney. Compared to 5 for Grand Island. Chrisman with 4 of those. And the double switch again. Arnold to serve, and Walters into the front row. And Arnold with a couple of points from the service line tonight. Sends it deep middle. Trout with the play. Gets it to Wetzloff in the middle. We're going to get a lift called here on Grand Island. Having to reach back for it was Chrisman. That's all she could do. Got called for the carry. Point here for Kearney. And Arnold will go again. This is actually as close as Kearney has been. And as we say that, that sails way out of bounds. Grand Island with an 18-11 lead in the first set when they had 18, Kearney had 6. In the second set when Grand Island had 18, Kearney had 7. Served by Hoos. Trout back in the front. Here's the set. Arnold on the outside, reaching back for it. Milan floats it across to Hoos. Set to Trout. Outside, on pin, got it. Trout and Hoos have combined for 25 kills. And we haven't finished up our third set. 19-11. And checking back in is going to be Stella Harbles, seeing her first varsity action last set. And the serve by Hoos. Handled, get it to the outside. Milan, her attack is just deep. Just didn't have any spin on it. That ball was dead wobbly, and so it didn't dive down. 20-11 now, Grand Island. Hoos has also done pretty good at the service line. Into double digits. Here's the middle, Vanderbeek. Did it touch a finger? No, it's just wide on our side. Kearney has 1 timeout remaining. Coach Anderson hanging on to it. And the serve across is handled in the back row by Krohn. Right side attack. Harbles off the block. Nice save that time down to the floor. Arnold. Kearney passes it back across. Can Grand Island get an easy swing here? Yes, they can. From the middle, the kill for Chrisman, her 6th. 5 in a row for Grand Island, and it's 22-11. Unofficially, Hoos with a dozen service points. And a bunch of those in this set. 7 unofficially. She's got a couple aces tonight. Serves it to Krohn. There's a good pass. Arnold to the outside. Milan goes tip corner. Run down by Hoos. Wetzloff on the outside. Trout pumps it back middle. UNLV hopefully getting a great one. And Tia, brother Isaac, going to be playing some basketball for Creighton. Best of luck to him with Baylor Scheinman and the boys. I hope they're as good as everybody wants them to be. Good luck there. Hoos just continues to serve it away. 2 points away from the match. Quick set middle. Vanderbeek off hands. It's picked up there by Hoos. Set to the outside. Trout on the angle. It's good. And it is match point for Grand Island. So just when it seemed like it could be close, 17-11, it's 7 in a row for the Islanders. And who's trying to finish it out? Pounds it down the middle to Krohn. Good pass. Middle attack. Vanderbeek, 1 arm up. They'll get a bump set to Trout. She'll take the swing and end this match. Off the 1 arm up by Wetzloff. Wayne was able to get it over to Trout, and Trout will end up with a match high 15 kills as Grand Island scores the final 8 points of the match and goes on to a fairly easy sweep tonight of Kearney High with a 25-11 win in the third set. 25-9, 25-15, and 25-11. Grand Island improves to 9-4. Kearney will drop to 3-10 on the season. And we'll be back to take a look at the stats and hopefully get a chance to chat with the coaches right after this on ESPN Tri-Cities. Thursday Night Football coming up. Stay with us.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Five Points Bank has been your hometown bank for over 40 years, and now you can take us wherever you go. Mobile Deposit allows you to deposit checks from your smartphone or tablet with our free business banking app, and never pay for an ATM charge again with our MoneyPass app. It maps out ATMs near you that won't charge a fee because of its partnership with Five Points Bank. We're here to serve you in person and online, and that's why we're the better bank.
Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ryan Hogue and the crew here for their hospitality as we are ready to bring you the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The third set goes to Grand Island by a score of 25-11. Here's a look at the numbers we had first off. For Kearney High, Paige Milan had a service point and two kills in that set. Slide down to Sophie Vanderbeek, an ace block and a kill. Sophie Glant had a kill. Lena Arnold had two service points, but that was it. Four kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Kearney. For Grand Island, stayed pretty consistent. For the Islanders, Tia Trout had one service point, six kills. Addie Wayne, three service points, one was an ace and a kill. Jason Wentzlaff, three service points, one was an ace, two kills. Kiara Jones, two kills. Hayden Hoos in that third set had 10 service points. One of them was an ace, she had three kills, and Maya Chrisman had two kills. For the Islanders in the third set, 16 kills, no ace blocks, and three ace serves as Grand Island wins it by a score of 25-11. We'll be back and take a look at the cumulative stats and hopefully have a chance to talk with Coach Tyson Anderson right after this on ESPN.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Doug Duda back with you here on the New West Post Game Show on ESPN Tri-Cities, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Let's go ahead now and take a look at the overall cumulative stats that we had from tonight's match between the Bearcats and Grand Island. For Kearney High, Keely Crone, one service point. Paige Milan, a service point and a team high, seven kills. Hallie Clark, her three service points tied for the team high. Sadie Luke had the only ace serve of the night. Katie Wheeler had an ace block. Sophie Vanderbeek, an ace block and four kills. Sophie Klant, an ace block and four kills. Lena Arnold, three service points. And Addie Helmbrecht, an ace block and two kills. For Kearney High, I had them for 17 kills, four ace blocks, and no ace serves. The Bearcats, one ace serve. 17 kills, four ace blocks, one ace serve. Kearney drops to 3-10. They have the weekend off. They go to Lincoln High, who went into tonight 3-9. So got a chance on Tuesday night. And then a week from Saturday, they'll be over at the Hastings High School tournament. Their next home game is on the 26th, 2 weeks from Tuesday. So last Tuesday, 2 weeks away, Lincoln East will come in on the 26th. Now let's take a look at the final numbers that I had in the match for Grand Island. Pretty impressive for three sets. They didn't have many mistakes. Tia Trout, who's committed to UNLV, seven service points, two of them aces, a match high 15 kills. Addie Wayne, four service points. One of those was an ace, four kills. Chase Wentzloff, the setter, great there, and then led all servers. In fact, she tied for the service lead with 15 points. Two of those were aces. She had two kills. Kiara Jones, four service points, an ace block, three kills. Also with 15 service points was Hayden Hoos. Two of those were aces. She had 13 kills. The libero, Jalen Hansen, three service points. And Maya Crisman had four ace blocks, and she had six kills. I had Grand Island for 43 kills, five ace blocks, and seven ace serves as the Islanders improve to 9-4 with a 25-9, 15-11 sweep of Kearney. Up next for Grand Island, they hit the road to Lincoln for the LPS invite, which will be going on all day tomorrow and Saturday. So that's what they've got coming up. They go to Crete on Monday. They have a Monday game at Crete, and then they return home to take on Fremont next Thursday. So they're going to see a lot of teams with winning records over their next five ball games, and then maybe things will kind of settle down a little bit before they go to the Columbus Invitational. We'll take another break and see if Coach Anderson makes his way out of the locker room. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on ESPN Tri-City.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and nine satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Doug Duda back with you here on the New West Post Game Show. Again, want to remind you that we've got some great football action coming your way, as we do every Friday. And in fact, 1 week from tonight, we will have a Thursday night game on the Vibe 98.9 when Kearney Catholic goes to Amherst to open up district play. But tomorrow night on ESPN here in Kearney, it will be the Kearney Catholic at Milford game, pregame at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. for Kearney High. We will have their game televised as they take on Bellevue West in a top 10 matchup. News Channel Nebraska Television. We will have that for you coming up tomorrow night. Other radio games tomorrow, ESPN in Hastings. It's Adams Central and Syracuse, both 3-0. Another top 10 battle, St. Cecilia and Bishop Newman on KHAS. That starts at 6:30. And then on the Vibe 98.9, Pleasanton and Ravenna will get together again, homecoming in Ravenna. So that's on the Vibe, and that's the radio games that we have for you. And then next Thursday, more great volleyball here on ESPN and rolling into the football game between Kearney Catholic and Amherst on the Vibe 98.9. So Tyson Anderson has not made his way out of the locker room yet. And, you know, you're kind of at a point right now where you're in the middle of the season. They're going to have the weekend off. It's homecoming. They're not going to go into it with the feeling they want. And it's all going to be about now what do you do over the second half of the season. Do you do you play a lot of young kids? Well, they're already doing that. They're playing a lot of young kids. But it's going to be who's working hard in practice. Those are the ones I'm going to have to go with no matter what happens from here on out and try and be fair to the seniors on this year's team and then, of course, be fair to the youngsters that want to build this program in the future. But right now, Grand Island looking really good. I know they want to have a chance to play for a hack championship. I don't know how they lost some of the matches they did the way they played tonight, but if they can play this well, they're going to be in the mix when it comes hack tournament time at the end of the year. We're going to wrap things up here from Kearney High. Tell you that Axtell did beat Highline tonight, and Selma Myrna a three-set victory over Sandhills Valley. Bertrand beat Arapahoe Burwell, knocked off Nebraska Christian. That's a little bit of an upset. Deschler picked up wins over Franklin and Kennesaw in their contest this evening. Kennesaw beat Franklin. Loomis was a winner over Highline in that portion of the triangular as well. So there's always some good sports, good action going on out there. And Grand Island Northwest in football leads number 2 Elkhorn North by a score of 6-3 as they are approaching halftime. It's all field goals. 6-3 is the score, and I think maybe they're kind of coming out of the locker room here, so we'll see if Coach Anderson makes his way up or not. And he is making his way up here, but I know he's got a couple of us that he wants to talk to. So we will get Coach Anderson with us. So he will join us. So we're just getting that signal to us right now. And I'll remind you that our coverage is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Luckily, we didn't have any injuries to report in tonight's volleyball game. But if there are any, make sure you check things out at Family Physical Therapy. We'll take one final break and remind you that we will join the Eagles and Vikings that are just getting to the end of the first quarter. The Eagles lead it 3-0. One more break and then we'll talk with Coach Anderson right after this.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles. Each one goes through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Looking for a different used vehicle option? No problem. We carry all makes and models and have financing options for qualified vehicles and buyers. Experience the difference and join our family at Hastings Ford. We are Nebraska.
Not all buyers and vehicles will qualify for financing. See for details.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Call 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted.
And Doug Duda back with you here on the New West Post Game Show. And One thing I know, Grand Island, as we said, they've got some really good competition that's going to be coming up, and that's something they're looking for. They're 9-4, but of those nine wins, only one of them is against a winning team, and that is Millard South, who is 8-7. So they're going to try and pick up a couple of more along the way here. As we said, going to be busy at the LPS tournament. Crete, Fremont, all pretty quality teams. And Coach Tyson Anderson joins us here. And Coach, obviously a tough night. Grand Island's good, but you helped them out a little bit too. I'm sure this is one of those that you didn't want at this point in the season. It's homecoming. You're going into the weekend where you're not playing. You wanted to go in probably with a little bit better vibe.
Absolutely. I definitely feel a little bit disappointed in terms of how we played tonight, mainly because on Tuesday, we didn't get the W, but we went to Columbus and competed our tails off, took them to five sets. And
a team that just beat Grand Island.
Right, and exactly, and a very similar team. Like, they generate most of their offense from their outsides that are two real good players just like Columbus, and we blocked extremely well against Columbus. And so I really anticipated us to slow their outsides down and maybe put ourselves in a position to be more competitive against them. And I didn't see that carry over. And again, I talk about this a lot. We're still so young and inexperienced. And I think that's those growing pains coming back to bite us a little bit. The consistency to continue to do those things is what we are really struggling with now. And that's one of our main focuses at practice, is just trying to continue to build that consistency factor. And so that's kind of where we're at right now.
What would the difference have been tonight? Was it technical? Was it focus? Was it another word that you did so much better Tuesday than tonight?
Yeah, for whatever reason, our girls really like playing away. They don't love playing at home. I don't know what that is. That's not how I am at all. So, they seem to get I shouldn't say they don't love playing at home. They just get real excited. I think jitters get to them a little bit, playing in front of their friends and family. I wouldn't say so much as technical as just being able to make adjustments throughout the game. Trout and Hoos are going to go get their kills, but we really struggle to adjust on them. I think it felt like Trout hit the 1-6 seam about every single ball, and I talked to them in the timeouts and when they came to the bench every single time about that, and we still struggle to just slow that down and even just make her get kills from anywhere else. And so I think it was a little bit of the technical, but a lot of it about just maybe the focus of being able to make those in-game adjustments.
I thought there was fight in your team, because that second set started off like it might just follow in the first set and it just might be a disaster tonight. And they fought back. Allie went back there, served a few in a row. Mm-hmm. When Paige could get a set to her, she hammered home. When Sophie could get a set to her, but just having not only on the defense, but just trying to get things turned in to give your setter any kind of an opportunity to put a ball up. And I guess on a night like this, it's just one thing leads to another, right?
Yeah, I was kind of looking at the stats, and to be honest, like, we didn't pass amazing by any means, but we really did not pass bad. And so then I think when we did get good sets and we did get it to, Vanderbeek or Paige, and they wouldn't put it away right away, I think that kind of surprised us. And that is another element that we continue to deal with, is like a, good teams are not going to hand you the game, and that's competing. You have to expect them to dig it up or make some sort of play. And I don't think we necessarily handled that, the way we should have tonight. I think we were kind of caught off guard by them slowing down our middles, and it kind of rattled us from there, and we couldn't really regroup. Yeah, but I am very proud of Paige Milan for going out there, because I do feel like she was one that competed real hard. She had she generated most of our offense for her, so I'm definitely going to praise her for the way she competed out there.
And finally, Tyson, I kind of mentioned it, you don't play this weekend. You're going to be away from Class A top 10 competition until you get back home against Lincoln East. So what do you need to accomplish? Where do you go from here in the next 10 days?
Yeah, I think we, really just stay the course. I've changed my philosophies this year a little bit in terms of, just accountability and fundamentals and some of my terminology I'm using on them. And, I think that in combination of our youth has created some of those growing pains for us. You know, the girls struggle a little bit with making those changes. And so I'm just going to stay the course because I believe in what we're teaching. You know, we're really just teaching the basic fundamentals and holding them accountable to that more so this year. And I know and I believe that if we continue to do that, we will keep taking steps in the right direction.
All right, my man, enjoy your weekend and best of luck. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tyson Anderson, head volleyball coach of your Kearney Bearcats. It was Grand Island tonight, though, 25-9, 15-11. And you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. This is Doug Dudas saying thanks so much for joining us. Monday night or Thursday night football with the Eagles and Vikings coming up next. And again, tomorrow night, Kearney High, Bellevue West football, televised, News Channel Nebraska Television, 7 o'clock in the Kearney Catholic Milford game on ESPN Kearney with pregame at 6:30. Have a good night, everyone.
What's the Prairie Valley promise? Our promise to you is to help you see the season through. No matter what life throws at you, the Prairie Valley team is dedicated to helping you, and that's what makes us different. We could talk about our top-performing genetics, seed packages created and locally tested, the work for your operation, and our superior yield guarantee, but that's not what matters most. Helping you see the season through, from planting to harvest, and everything outside and in between, is what matters most. That's what makes the Prairie Valley promise unique. Prairie Valley Seeds, grow without limits.
Thank you for being a part of this ESPN Tri-Cities High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, head to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to ESPN Tri-Cities.